Hello, welcome. I'm very happy that you're here at the podcast Compassionate Buddha, your podcast for love and world peace. I'm Dean Jozitsky with Dharma Name Gakdok. I'm the abbot of the Yunva Meditation Center Hamburg Yuma Dharma Sa of the Yunva Sangha of World Social Buddhism. In this episode, you can hear a daily reminder from Supreme Matriarch Jigang Lepa Psanem about couples that in the beginning they loved each other. Enjoy. Daily Fragrance of the Lotus Flower by Jigang Lepa Psanem. 6469 February 24, 2010, Lotus Buddhist Monastery. Oftentimes, a man and a woman in a relationship have difficulties harmonizing with each other. The reason is that they do not know each other very well. In the beginning, when the couple marries, the love is full. But while they live together and try to know each other more, they eventually discover each other's faults. Often they become disappointed and the love begins to cool. At the same time, they also do not fully understand each other. That is the reason why when one partner does something that does not suit the expectations of the other partner, that partner becomes disappointed. For example, often couples have difficulties harmonizing because one partner expects the other partner to follow his or her ideas, or one partner with a selfish mind tries to control the other partner. Or when one partner is lazy, he or she expects the other partner to do all the work. But regardless of what is happening, in the beginning they loved each other, and that is the reason why they married. It is wiser to understand, embrace, and harmonize with each other. This will actually bring happiness to their family. Another important point is that men somehow know and understand other men, but men have difficulties knowing and understanding women. Similarly, women know and understand other women, but have difficulties knowing and understanding men. As you know, men and women seem to be the same human beings, but they are different. They are definitely different. Men have plus energy and women have minus energy. Additionally, some of the physical characteristics of men and women make them quite different from one another, which also makes it difficult for them to understand each other. That is why if a couple really wants to know each other, in order to prevent problems, they should embrace each other's good and bad points, try to understand each other and work for each other. Think of your partner as you would about yourself and work wholeheartedly. Then, when the desire love disappears, you can attain true love, this life and next life, so that life after life you can be the most wonderful couple. Buddha says that in order to become married, a couple must have had many connection relationships together in previous lives. Husband and wives should try as much as possible to have a good connection relationship so that it can bring peace in your family. When both partners practice sincerely and take serious refuge in Buddha, which means the absolute, the truth, Dharma and Sangha, everything will work out smoothly. Thank you very much, Jigwang Lepa Psanem. Have a nice week. Yours in the Dharma, Duck Dog.